Well, if you're driving too fast like you shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want a race, then get on a racetrack, 'cause if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol.
It's a Phish story about a neon sign, a beloved bar, and a South Valley musical icon. Oildale's Trouts, the legendary honky-tonk that the late Red Simpson called his musical home for years, is missing its neon sign. The fate of the bar is also in serious doubt. It's the subject of a new piece in the Bakersfield Californian by our next guest, Stephen Mayer, who joins us on the phone now. Stephen, welcome.
Thanks, Joe. Glad to be here.
So let's find out what happened to this neon sign in a little bit. First of all, some context for our listeners who might not be familiar with Trouts. Is it safe to say this was the last of Bakersfield's honky-tonks?
Well, that's how they build it, and I think there might be some truth to that. It's definitely been around for decades and decades. It's, it's had some of Bakersfield's stars play there from the Bakersfield Sound era, Red Simpson, Oscar Whittington, I believe Bill Woods. There have been some reports that Merle Haggard played there, but I think they may be incorrect. Still, it's got a reputation. It's in Oildale, which of course is just over the river from Bakersfield, and it has a reputation as, you know, kind of that old time honky tonk kind of a place. But over the last several years, probably a couple of decades, it seems to have been in some decline as far as the number of people who go there, and it didn't seem very healthy business-wise for a long time.
So is it open now? Is it closed? What's the status of the bar itself?
Yeah, I believe it's closed. Every indication that I have is it's closed. Every time I go by it, it's closed. And unfortunately, the guy who ran it for years and years, Thomas Rockwell, has been not responding to any phone calls or other inquiries. I've really left him several messages as well as messages on Facebook. And normally he's the kind of guy that would welcome any sort of, you know, publicity. And he has kind of disappeared, and his Facebook page has been apparently deleted.
Now, he is not the only thing that apparently has disappeared. In fact, the subject of your column is this neon sign that is quite famous in Bakersfield musical history, country music history as well. What happened to the sign?
Well, and just one clarification, it originally was neon, but it has been in some state of disrepair for a number of years. And the neon's been gone for years, and they simply had a spotlight on it at night. But still, it has this large jumping trout on it, and of course says Trouts and Cocktails and Dancing, and it's just one of those iconic old signs that I think people become attached to. And in this case, in May, it was taken down, and Rockwell actually posted on Facebook saying that he planned to refurbish the sign and bring neon back to it, which would have been quite an expensive proposition for a place that seemed to be, you know, starving for cash. So I took that, you know, with a grain of salt, and I started calling him, and even then he never reached out to me. And eventually a manager of the bar spoke briefly about it. Most of the time they were saying no, they were not closing, they would reopen, the sign would come back. But that sure seems to not be the case. Rockwell is nowhere to be found. And, you know, the last guy I talked to was, at least he claims to be a longtime friend of his, Glenn Pukachnik, who coordinated a site called That Bakersfield Sound. And he said he spoke with Rockwell, and Rockwell said the sign is never coming home.
So on the surface, people might say, well, he owned the bar. It's his sign. He can do with it what he wants. There's some dispute about that, though.
Yeah, the bar was foreclosed upon a couple months ago and then sold at auction. The new owners, who are an investment group in Northern California, claim that the sign is theirs. They say it's a fixture of the building. So when they purchased the building, they purchased that fixture of the building, and removing it is, they believe, theft. And in fact, they've recently filed a police report, a theft report on it. So who knows what's going to happen with that. Rumors are that Rockwell is out of town, possibly in Northern California. I've even heard Europe. So, I mean, this is the sort of stories where rumors are rampant.
I understand. It's also
hard to get to.
It's also stretched all the way to Nashville itself.
That's right. A paper in Nashville had a story about it, and they were suggesting that it might be in Nashville. So it is kind of, it's kind of fun, even though I think there's a serious aspect to it. Number one, an iconic bar in Bakersfield has closed, and no one knows if it will ever reopen. And second, an iconic sign that's been on that bar for decades has also disappeared, and no one knows the fate of it.
In the last few years, just a little over a year ago, we lost Merle Haggard. Not that long before that, Red Simpson, and now Trout. So what does this really say about, is this the end of an era, I guess you could say?
You know, I think there is an issue here in Bakersfield regarding country music and the Bakersfield sound. I am a huge proponent of live music, and I'm a musician myself, and I try to support it here locally a lot. But I think locally there actually, I believe, is a very vibrant and healthy live music community, and I hope that continues. The Bakersfield sound, however, I'm not sure there's as much local respect or knowledge about it as one might think there would be, because, of course, it's from Bakersfield. And so there is an issue about that, but I think sometimes these things are cyclical, and popularity of music comes in cycles. And I think it's very possible that the Bakersfield sound is going to see a resurgence. But right now, I don't think there really is a lot out there that is reflective of the Bakersfield sound in live music in Bakersfield.
Now there's talk of the new owners who foreclosed on the property, or the lender that foreclosed on the property has it up for sale. They say they think it's a historic site, and they have a quite a sizable asking price for the property. What's the vision for this site moving forward?
Yeah, they say they have no plans to be an absentee owner or an absentee bar owner. And so they definitely want to sell it. And they say they want to sell it to someone, ideally, who would continue the tradition, or a group of people who would continue the tradition of Trout's and make it better than it was. I think, they're hoping that someone with some, cash available who could put a little money into it, bring in great entertainment, and bring the sign back, and really open something that could be hot and fun and attract a crowd, that would be ideal. I think there's a lot of, speculation about whether that will happen or not. Oildale is a tough community. It's socioeconomically, poorer, really, than the rest of the city, or much of the city. And so, some critics say, there's just not the money in Oildale, but people come from all over to Trout's. And in fact, even Europe, tourists come by there, or used to, on a fairly regular basis, just because it had some cachet as local history. And there are a lot of Europeans that are interested in the Bakersfield sound and traditional country music. So they have visited that on many occasions. And I think it could continue if the right people own the place. But that remains to be seen.
Now, certainly Bakersfield has the Crystal Palace, a modern-day tribute to the Bakersfield sound. But what does it mean to lose a place like Trout's? We already lost the Blackboard, which was perhaps an even more storied club that was known for its connections with the early stars of the music. What does it mean for a community to lose one of those last places that was linked with its famous musical heritage? Could you imagine something like this happening in Memphis or in Detroit with Motown or anything like that? What does this mean for the city?
Yeah, I think it's not good. I don't know that I can define what it means, but I really see it as a negative, and I think that it would, I just think it's one of Bakersfield's, claims to fame. And if we can't support it, then we've got a problem. You're right about Buck Owens Crystal Palace. It is modern day, it really does showcase the Bakersfield sound and all kinds of other country music. And in fact, all kinds of music, period. It really is a great place. And it's actually the number one tourist attraction in Bakersfield, I believe. So we've got a lot going for us still. And by the way, there are many, many nightclubs and bars that feature live music that is really great. As I said earlier, there's simply a vibrant music scene happening in Bakersfield, and it hasn't always been that way. So I've been quite encouraged by the music scene here, and I think there's just a ton of great music coming out of here, a lot of really excellent musicians. So, Trout's is one place. I'm not sure it defines Bakersfield. I think it is unfortunate that it's closed, and I would really like to see it reopen. As a longtime Bakersfield resident, actually a lifetime. So, that to me would be ideal, but it's not the death knell of great music in Bakersfield by any means.
What's the response been like from the community to your article and the reporting you've done on this?
It's quite extensive. I started getting emails and phone calls from people suggesting, I don't know, the kinds of calls and emails I was getting didn't have a lot of information that would help my reporting.
No leads on a large, formerly neon Trout moving down Chester Avenue or something, I take it.
Unfortunately, no. I would love to. As a reporter, the fantasy would be to come upon it somewhere and, have a photographer and a videographer with me and put together a story of finding the fish. it's kind of a hashtag now around town, find the fish. And a lot of people really want to. I mean, lots of people. There is a ton of interest out there locally and also elsewhere regarding finding this sign. And I think the vast majority of people, there are exceptions, but the vast majority say that sign belongs in Bakersfield and in a way belongs to Bakersfield.
Well, we'll be on the lookout for that sign if it's popping up anywhere around town. Before we go, Stephen, speaking of musicians and the local music community, you have another piece in the paper about a local musician, a bass player in this case. Tell us about his story and the trials and tribulations of his life as documented in your piece.
Well, you may have seen, you must be referring to a Facebook post this morning.
Yes.
That you saw. And that is one of those memories. So that
it's an older piece.
A piece from last year, a couple of years ago. But it was a fun story and a wonderful story about Gary Rink, a bass player whose wife was having serious medical issues, and he was short on money to pay for it, and he sold his prized bass, which he had nicknamed Thelma. Well, the music community got wind of it and put together some fundraisers and were able to raise enough money to buy the bass back and present it back to Gary, who is a fine, fine bass player, a great musician here locally. And so it was one of those very uplifting stories about the local music community coming together to help one of their own.
Well, venues may come and go, but it sounds like Bakersfield's music community is rallying around each other and its own. Again, with this latest story about the loss of Trouts, maybe something will come of that as well. We'll read about it in the future in the Bakersfield, Californian. Stephen Mayer joining us today. Stephen, best of luck to you as you try to track down that sign.
Thank you, Joe.